Greetings, welcome back to another in our ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Shavuot, Daf Mem Bet Amud Bet, about to take a look at Mishnayot He and Vav of the sixth parak of Masechet Shavuot. Ve'ilu dvarim she'ein nishba'in alayhem. We've alluded to these things many times in earlier parts of the Masechet, and now here's the comprehensive list of those things that do not generate a Shavuah. Havadim, Hashtarot, Hakarkaot, Vahayekdeshot. There you go. That list of four things, which are always grouped together for these purposes, slaves, documents, karka, and hekdesh. Not only do they not generate a shvuah, ein ben tashlumei kefal lo tashlumei arba chamisha. If you steal any of them, there is no kefal arba chamisha for them. The only way arba chamisha could apply, of course, to the group would be hekdeshot, because that has to be an animal. So if a Shomer Chinam is watching any of these things and it gets lost and he doesn't take a shvuah, he's just off, a Shomer Sachar does not pay in any of these cases. Rabbi Shimon distinguishes, says, when it comes to Kodshim, he agrees with the first three, when it comes to Kodshim, if the Kodshim Shechayav Achrayutan, which means it's a neder and therefore it must be replaced, then that's like regular possessions, and it fits within all of the laws that we mentioned. But if not, which means it has inherent kedusha, but not value kedusha, meaning that you have to replace it, then ein nishpa'in alayhen, and it really is in a category sui generis. The next Mishnah, Rav Meir Omer, yesh dvarim she'ein kakarka v'ein kakarka. There are some things that are bakarka v'ein kakarka. They're connected to the ground, but they don't have a din of karka. Ve'en chachamim modim lo. Chachamim disagree. Ketzad. Eser gefarim tunot masartali. Masartilecha. The guy says, I gave you 10 laden vines. Valo mer, ein anal chamesh. It was only 5. Even though it's karka, mer mechayev shfuah. Chachamim kol mechubar lekarka, reo kakarka. Chachamim disagree. So if it's connected to the ground, it's ground and zel. No shfuah. We'll see what the disagreement's about in the Gemara. Ein nishpain ella al davar shemida v'shemishkal v'shebeminyan. Hashvuah can only apply to something which is measurable, weighable, or countable, or shall we say, measured, weighed, or counted. Ketzad, if the guy says bayit malei masar tadecha, I gave you a full shed of something. Kis malei masar tadecha, I gave you a full pouch of money. Halomer eni odea. He said, I don't know. Halamashe nachta tanotel. Whatever you left, it's there. Patur. There's no shvuah there. Zeomer Araziz, Zeomer Achalon, but if one guy says that the grain was all the way up to the beam and the other guy says no, it was all the way up to the window, that's called measurable and chayav. Okay, let's go back. Tashlume Kefal, how do we know that these four things do not have Tashlume Kefal? We already know why they don't have a shvuah, but now let's see why Tashlume Kefal. Tan Rabbanan, I'll call Dvar Pesha, take a look at the first pasuk on the page. This is about a Shomer Chinam. However, this is also where we learn Modeb Miktzat, and this is where we learn Tashlume Kefal. Al kol dvar pesha, klal, anything, any negligence. Al shor chamor al sel salma, those are the specifics, prat. Al kol abida, anything that's lost, chazar v'chalal. Klal uprat uklal, what's the din? Yatadan elakein haprat. We follow the guidelines of the prat. What do shor, chamor, sen, salma have in common? It's something that's movable and has inherent value. So Yatsu Karka, Karka's out because it doesn't move. Yatsu Avadim, because Avadim famously, Kshula Karka Ot. They're compared to Karka Ot in Parshat Bahar. Yatsu Shtarot, why? Shalfi Shemetaltalin, really, you can move a star around. Ain Gufan Mamon, they don't have inherent value. And Ekdesh, because in the previous Pasuk it says, L'Re'ehu. And I highlight it on the page. So Re'ehu excludes Hekdesh. Okay? Lo Tashlume Kefal Arba Chamisha. Why not Arba Chamisha? My Taima. Kashtoshim Arba Chamisha. Marachman of Lo Tashlume Shloshim Arba. The Torah said you pay 4 or 5 times, not 3 or 4 times. And if Kefal is out, that means that all you would pay would be Karen, plus the extra 2 or 3, meaning it'd be a total of 3 or 4. There is no such payment. How do we know that Shomer Chinam doesn't take a shvuah on these? Tanu Rabbanan, we got the same thing. Ki itein ish al reihu, kesef achilim ishmor. Ki itein ish al reihu, klal. Kesef achilim, prat. Lishmor chazav chalal. Klalu prado klal. Yatadana likena prat. My problem for Rashi to tell you for Mamon, called the Rashi to tell you for Mamon. Same exact thing as we already had. Yatsu karkaot shenu metaltelin. So v'dim shuk shul karkaot shishtar davri chem metaltelin for Mamon. And it says also re'eu so hekdesh is out. Now say sachar and mishalim. Why? Tan rabanan ki tein ishal re'eu klal. Chamor oshor oseh. This is shomer chinam. Shomer sachar. Prat. V'chol be'mal lishmor chazar v'chalal. Chal prat klal. Etc. And hekdesh re'eu k'tiv. Good. So the same system works for all three. Now Rameir has this position about the vines. Yesh Rav Shein Bakarka or Kikarka Inu Kakarka. Chal Rameir Savar Kol Mechuba LaKarka Inu Kakarka. He says if something's in the ground, it's not karka. Adam Iflegu Betunot Iflegu Besukot. So why do they disagree about laden vines? Let them disagree about empty vines. Elam Rabbi Yosef Chanina. It's here. Achaban Avim Amdin Not Libat Zera B'Kim Pagi. We're talking about vines that are about to be harvested. Rameir Savar Kibtzurot Damin, he says, if it's about to be harvested, it's like it's already harvested. So we consider it already cut, and therefore it's not a karka. Ranan Savri Lo Kibtzurot Damin. Told it's cut, it's not cut. Okay, last piece was Enish Parnel Al Davar Shminyan, etc. We have the example of the house. Amar Baye, Lo Shanu Elada Amarle Baye Tstam. If he said, a shed, then that's not measurable enough. But if he pointed to a particular shed, and said, this shed was full, then the claim is specific. So Amalei Rava Yachi Adatani Seifa. So if that's the case, the end of the Mishnah that said Ze Omer Aziz VeZe Omer Achalon Chayav, that if they each point to a different point up on the wall of the shed and say it was up to here or no, it was up to there, Chayav Liflag Lini Medida. Why don't they just add the following? That's only if they said a house, a shed, Bait Zemale. But if they pointed to the specific shed, Chayav, even without the window and the beam. Ela Amar Rava Leolam Enochai Vachita Anenu B'Davar Shemin Davar Shemishkal Mishminyan. The claim has to be measured or weighed or counted. 40 pounds, 3 by 3 yards, 15 of them. V'Odelo B'Davar Shemin Davar Shemishkal Mishminyan. And that he has to admit to something which is measurable. So that's why Bayit Zemale will not be good enough, even if Bayit Zemale is considered midah, because the response is just, I don't know, whatever you left me, that's what I got. So Rava's point is that you do need to both claim and response have to be midah mishkal minyan. Okay, Tanya Kavateta Rava, we have a bright that supports Rava. Kur tfua li biyadcha. I have a kur tfua. V'ala omer in lecha biyadi, patur. I don't have anything. It's patur. That's easy. Menorah gedola yesh li biyadcha. You have a big lamp of mine. In lecha biyadi ala menorah ktana. I have a small lamp. Patur. Azurah gedola yesh li biyadcha. You have a big belt of mine. In lecha biyadi ala azurah ktana. No, I just have a small one. Patur. Those are all fine. V'ala omer lo kur tfua yesh li biyadcha. V'ala omer in lecha biyadi ala letech. But if he says, I have a kur of tfuah, and he says, no, you have half of that, then chayav, of course. Menorah bat eser litrin yesh li biyadcha. A menorah of 10 liter of gold, weight, or silver, whatever it is, ein lecha biyadi ela bat chamesh litrin. He says, so in other words, it's not just big and small, but he's measuring the weight, chayav. Klalo shel davar le'al men chayav at sheitanem b'davar shemindav shemishkal mishminyan. So that klal exactly rings like Rava. What's that added last line there to add? Lav latui bayit zemale. Isn't there to say that if you say this full shed, it's still not good enough? So parenthetically, why do you say that a big lamp and a small lamp isn't good enough? Masha tano lo tano. Because he claimed a big lamp and he answered with a small lamp. They're not talking to each other at all. So yachi bat eser bat chamesh tami. If I said it weighed 10, you say it weighs 5. Again, mashtano lo hodal, mashtano lo tano. What you claimed he didn't admit to, and what he admitted to, he didn't claim. So Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, ach menorah shechuliot askinan. Must be a menorah made up of joints. Kamoda lemina. He's saying it's the same menorah, but it had more pieces in it. Yachi Azura Nami then said the same thing about a belt. Nitni velokmi bedelifi. Why don't we say that the belt is talking about links? And is it more links, less links? We're not talking about links. So we're not talking about junctions or components of a segmented lamp. So that's not the case. Because a menorah that's 10, you could scrape away the metal and have it be way less. So as is, it could become something smaller. So therefore, once you give the weight on it, it really is a claim of the same thing and just fewer in number. Okay, we'll pause here. Pick it up with the last Mishnah on the Perek and the last podcast of the Perek. In the meantime, wish everybody a wonderful day.